You're listening to Beyond Helm with Robin Beatty, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Robin Beatty, please visit robinbeatty.com. That's RobinBady.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org. Long, long time ago, far off in the jungles of Southeast Asia, there lived an elephant who was so big, so strong, and so good-looking that all the animals decided that he should be their king. His name was Tumbo, King Tumbo. King Tumbo was big, he was strong, and he was good-looking. And did he ever know it?
I am magnificent. I should be the king.
And so, every week, he would gather all the animals around him to pay him homage. Well, one Saturday afternoon, the animals were in a circle around him in a clearing in the jungle. Over there? Well, over there with the wild pigs. On the other side were the frogs. Ribbit, 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 ribbit. In the front were the tigers. Behind them were the lions. The monkeys. Above were the birds. All the animals gathering around, telling him, King Tumbo, you are great! This particular Saturday, among all the animals that had gathered around, was a little itty-bitty mouse. This mouse had never seen the king, and he was so excited. He begged his mother and father to let him go to the front of the circle so he could get close to the great King Tumbo and drink in his magnificence. And his mother and father, being fond parents, agreed. And this little mouse crept up to the front. And there, in front of him, was the king.
Ooh, said the mouse. He's amazing! Oh, boy! Oh, I just love it!
And so he turned around to tell his mom and dad how excited he was when what did he see behind him? A cat. And that cat, looked hungry. And the cat was looking straight at him. Well, Little Mouse had no idea where was he going to go. He looked to one side. Those were the lions and tigers. They liked to eat mice. And the other side, those were the leopards and some other creature he'd never seen before, but they looked like they might like to eat mice, too. Well, he couldn't go left, and he couldn't go right, and he couldn't go back. I mean, that's where the cat was. Clearly, the only thing he could do was go forward, right toward the king. And so,
squeak, squeak, one, squeak, squeak, two, squeak, squeak, three.
The mouse crept forward. Meow. One. Meow. Two. Meow. Three. The cat followed.
Squeak, squeak, one, squeak, squeak, two, squeak, squeak.
Meow, meow, meow,
squeak, 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 squeak.
The mouse ran right straight to King Tumbo, right next to his big, powerful trunk.
Meow.
The cat left, and that little mouse ran straight up the trunk of King Tumbo. And King Tumbo, who had no idea of what was going on in front of him, now had a mouse up his nose. And King Tumbo fell on the ground, rocking back and forth, crying out for his mother.
Mom! Mom! Help! Help! Help!
None of the other animals had seen this little drama unfold, so none of them knew what to do. Except, up in the tree, Mr. Monk had seen it all. Mr. Monk, he was a little monkey who was as smart as he was short. He swung himself down out of the tree and started walking toward the king.
E-E-1, E-E-2, E-E-3.
And King Tumbo, he looked at Mr. Monk and cried some more. Mr. Monk folded his monkey arms, looked King Tumbo straight in the eye, and said,
King Tumbo, you've got to listen to me. Will you do what I tell you?
And King Tumbo sobbed a little more and stopped and nodded.
All right, King Tumbo, now get up.
And King Tumbo, who had never listened to anyone before, stood up.
Let's see. Now you have a mouse in your nose. How shall we get it out?
And he picked up the trunk and looked at the mouse. He wiggled his little finger at the mouse, but the mouse, who was still terrified, didn't move a whit.
Let's see. Well, why don't you shake him out?
And King Tumbo swung his trunk one way, another way, and a third way. But did that mouse come out? Nope.
Why don't you try? I got it. Why don't you try and sneeze him out?
And King Tumbo, he sneezed.
Choo! Choo! Choo!
But did that mouse come out?
No! Let's see. I've got it!
As Mr. Monk explained it to King Tumbo, King Tumbo got so upset. He tried to get up and run away, but all the elephants blocked his exit. And so King Tumbo lay down on the ground. And one elephant sat on his right front leg. And two leopards sat on his left front leg. Two snakes coiled themselves around his right rear leg, and 10 parrots pinned down his left rear leg, and one elephant sat on his tummy. And Mr. Monk, he reached down to King Tumbo's trunk and picked it up and peered inside. He looked at that mouse and took his hand and stuck it inside the trunk and pulled out that little itty-bitty mouse who, squeak, 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 ran away. And King Tumbo, he shook off all the animals and ran the other way. And from that time, well, all elephants are afraid of a little itty-bitty mouse. And if you're in the jungle and you have to solve a problem, I'd suggest that you, like all the other animals, look for the smartest one of all, Mr. Monk.